That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. Our music automation is amazing, the timing. Where do we go from here? Well, to back up a little bit, I got a couple of text messages during the break. Phyllis says, thank you for your support. Mark, listening, I believe he's down in Fenton area. He said, incredible. I cannot believe what you just said. Financial reports should always be presented at business meetings, or in this case, a political organization. Mark, you have to understand, the Michigan Republican Party is divided. There are spies on the state committee state committee members board, all of those elected, 107 of them. Somebody's leaking information to the press, especially the communist reporter for the Detroit News, Craig Mauger, Jonathan Olstein, and others. They're actually getting this information and putting it on the front page of the Detroit News. So instead of hiding it, they passed out copies of it. I believe three pages stapled together. Vicky brought hers home. She's going to sit down and go through it. She's going to give me some numerical graphing information. Christina Caramo is running the Michigan GOP fiscally more responsible, more fiscally conservative than Ron Weiser did in his non-election year of 2021. That's the bottom line. She's not even taking a salary. And many of the other members of the officers are not taking a salary. The only two they're paying is the treasurer, who's an accountant business person. She's been accounting for 20-some years, and her assistant. That's all they're paying. And, of course, the attorney who they kept, Dan Hartman, he's going nowhere. She wants full transparency to the state committee members and the precinct delegates that took the time to show up. Now, a meme, a very to-the-point, direct, mathematically correct, produced by a rocket scientist, literally from the University of Michigan, who worked on the space lab, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate, Patrick Kobach. Numbers don't lie. Here is the key metrics pertaining to the Michigan Republican Party turmoil. If you want this, just text me PC for Patrick Kobach. PC. Text me PC. I'll send you this meme that I posted on my Twitter account. It's gotten over 1,500 views. And 52 people have reposted it. Key metrics pertaining to the MIGOP turmoil. First of all, 75% of the state committee members, 107, must vote in favor of removing a chair. That's in the bylaws. What is that number? 81. 81. Okay, you got that number? 81 out of 107 is 75%. Being a absolute mathematical nerd like I am, you got to understand the numbers. So you need 81 votes to remove a chair, okay, out of 107. In the first box, with a somewhat light orange, pastel orange color, illegitimate January 6th special meeting. Five people voted in support of Caramo keeping her. 40 voted for her removal. Again, it was based on the number of people they felt in the bylaws. The interpretation was in attendance. Only state committee members could vote. No proxies. Okay, you with me? January 6th, illegitimate meeting. Saturday's meeting, legitimate of the Michigan GOP special meeting. 59 in support of Caramo, 1 voted to remove her. So Pat Kobach, being Pat Kobach, combined vote of the two meetings, 1 illegitimate on January 6th, 1 legitimate on January 13th, in support of Caramo, 64. Those who voted against her to remove her as chair, 41. So let's do the math. When you take 64 against the 107, what do you come up with? Almost 61%. 39% want her gone. 61% want her to stay. Bottom line, 60.9% of the state committee members support Christina Caramo. The next box, coincidentally, by the way, at the state convention, where the counties sent representatives from their counties to go down at a state convention and vote, all the candidates were running: Matt DiPerno, Scott Greenlee, J.D. Glasser, Michael Farage, a few others ran against Christina Caramo. In the end, she got 57.8%. Needed to be 50% plus one. She got 57.8%. In the final vote that elected her chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. Dan Kobach makes a very interesting comparison. Her support appears to be growing in spite of attempts to remove her. At the state convention where she got elected, 57.8% of the precinct delegates attending a state convention elected her over the other candidates. Between the illegitimate meeting on January 6th and the legitimate meeting on January 13th, she's up to almost 60.9% supporter. Her support appears to be growing in spite of attempts to remove her. Who does that sound like? Donald Trump being criminally charged in all these stupid, frivolous charges against him, lawsuits against him. The American people understand that he must be doing the right thing, standing up to the swamp, the one world globalists, the media, the libs, everybody against him. Doing everything they can, Jocelyn Benson and other Secretary of States trying to keep him off the ballot. Guess what? He's on the ballot. Supreme Court's going to end up hearing one of the last final cases. This is going to be over. He will be on the ballot February 27th in our presidential primary next month. Now, in this meme, where you guys text me PC for Patrick Kobach, I'll forward this to you. Please share this everywhere. His summation box, black and white at the bottom, it's black and white. Now back to our previously scheduled programming, parentheses, i.e., securing our elections and defeating the Democrats. If these Melinda Pagel people... And it's kind of interesting. They came up with a nickname for him. I thought it was kind of funny, actually. Pegophiles. Pegophiles. Not pedophiles. Pego. P-E-G-O files. Pegophiles had spent this much time, money, resources, and efforts in donating all of that to the real Michigan Republican Party, they'd have even more money in the bank. We would be unified heading into this year's elections. But they chose not to do that. And everybody's saying, well, Randy, I keep getting these emails from Melinda Pagel. Read them so you're aware of what's going on, then delete them. And whatever you do, do not go to Lansing this Saturday, the 20th, for this fake, faux pas, supposedly state convention. Let's see how many people show up. I'm not going. You guys need to share this photograph everywhere. Everywhere. If you're on social media, whatever platform you're on, email it to people. Text it to people. I'm going to text it to you at the break. You need to share it. We are going to replace county commissioners, county sheriffs. Saw in the newspaper there in Sheboygan, Tim Cook, the current sheriff of Sheboygan, yeah, he's retiring. That's one down, 7 county commissioners to go. I'm not sure. I'm going to talk to Rick Selva tonight at the Sheboygan County Republican Party meeting, Mullett Township Hall, 7 o'clock. I'm driving up, and I'm going to be speaking during open comments. I'm going to be informing them and tasking them with doing something, a vetting committee, working with Stand Up Michigan. There will be money brought into the state. Forget this stupid civil war going on with the Michigan Republican Party. I'm going to go around and start talking to the counties and getting you guys to vet these candidates and give us a list as to who you want elected in your county on August 6th primary. Again, text me PC. I'll forward this to you in a text message. Share it everywhere. If I send it to you, you got to send it to 20 people. That's the caveat. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. Unread messages in my cell phone, all with the letters PC for Patrick Colbeck, 37. I only got time to send it to six people during that break. I'll get the rest of you at the top of the hour. Share this meme everywhere. Save it to your phone as a picture. Anybody says anything about Melinda Pago and January 6th State Committee meeting, show them this meme. Pull it out. Post it on social media. Email it to people. Bottom line is, ignore these people. It's not going to matter. The Michigan Republican Party for this election year of 2024 is going to be completely irrelevant. State party. I'm not talking about county parties. I'm not talking about executive committees for districts. I'm talking about the state party. They can have their battle over this stupid entity, this organization, and fight it out in the courts. Whatever they're going to end up doing, just do it and get it over with. Now, here's the thing. The people that are supportive of Christina and what she's doing in cleaning house, do you think they're going to support Melinda Pago if the courts or others decide that January 6th was a legitimate meeting, even though the attorney gave a very good explanation? She had 15 days to call a meeting. Not 15 days to hold a meeting, 15 days to call a meeting. She called the meeting for Saturday, January 13th. Well, that wasn't within the 15 days from when it was requested from Bree Mogenberg. Too bad, Bree, if it didn't happen quick enough for you. But the chair, the legitimate chair of the party, called it for Saturday, January 13th in Houghton Lake. Well, that wasn't soon enough for her, so they held another one down in Commerce Township. A handful of these people showed up and voted, and guess what? When you do an average of the combined vote, 64 state committee members, supporters staying on his chair, 41, one are gone. Guess what? It's over. You don't have 81 votes. You only have 41 votes. You got half plus one. you need 75%. You're nowhere near close enough. And I go even further. Those 40 that voted to remove her, they need to be booted out of the party as well. They need to be taught a lesson. Elections have consequences. Even though your person, like Matt DiPerno, J.D. Glasser, Scott Greenlee, whoever, did not win, you should have gotten on board to support Christina. You should have been posting and forcing the media to post stories about the celebration here on Martin Luther King Day that the Republican Party of the Michigan GOP elected a black woman to be its chair. Where were those stories in the media when she was elected on February 18th? Where were those stories on February 19th last year, 2023? Answer, nowhere. Craig Mauger didn't post it. Michigan GOP makes a historical achievement, electing a black woman to be the chair of their party. First time it's ever happened in the history of our state. Did they celebrate it? No. Did they have stories covering it in the media? No. No. Did they support her? No. Did they give her the Rolodex and the spreadsheets of the donors list, the mega donor list, not the mega, the mega, the big ones? Did they give her that? No. You know what they did? They cleaned out the office. They took everything. The old furniture, the phones, fax machines, computers. When Christina Caramo went down there to take a look at the building, it was empty. Well, how are you going to lease a dinosaur 5,000-6,000 square foot building with no furniture, no phones? What do you got to do? Go out and buy furniture and buy phones? No. She says, we don't need to do this. This is the 21st century. We all have laptops at home. We're all connected to high-speed internet like PING and others. We can do Zoom meetings every single morning. We don't need to get in our cars and drive all the way to an empty dinosaur building with no furniture, no phones in it. You can put a shirt on and sit in your pajamas, bottoms, and participate in a Zoom video meeting. What are you doing today? Where are you going? What meetings are you holding? What are you accomplishing towards our mission statement of winning in 2024? That's what she's focused on. And they don't like it. They're not able to get their bar tab paid for at the Mackinac's porch party. They didn't get all the things that they wanted. Well, guess what? Too bad, so sad. There's a new captain running things. Fiscally more responsible than all the other previous chairs combined. Text me, PC. I'll send you Patrick Kobach's meme. You can share it and share it with everybody. Hour number two, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a